Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where Americans seem to be largely united in response to a terrible tragedy and a hideous crime. Talking about the death of Tyre Nichols, the murder of Tyre Nichols, the cops who beat him to death, literally, are all indicted for second-degree murder. And what's amazing is that Americans seem to agree about this. There's a new YouGov poll out today that shows that by a margin of 72%, 71% say that the use of force against Tyre Nichols was inappropriate. One thing that is shocking to me is there are 8% of you out there who think it was appropriate to beat this young individual to death. What do we learn from this? And where do we go? And how do we draw any benefit at all from the lessons of the Tyre Nichols tragedy? We have the great opportunity to speak about that with one of the leading, most prominent civil rights leaders in America, former president of the NAACP. He is now the executive director of Sierra Club. He is also the author of the quite wonderful new book, Never Forget Our People Were Always Free, which is a vivid anecdotes about his life, his friends, his family, and some words of hope about the American experience. Ben, it's great to speak to you again.
Thank you, Michael. Always good to be with you.
And I'm sure, like most Americans, you had an emotional response to the funeral yesterday. There was, it seemed to me, a very effective and moving speech by Al Sharpton, and who that does not always give speeches that move me, but he did this time. What do we take away from this? And how do we use this terrible development to make some further progress in this country?
You know, I think we need to be real honest about what we saw and about what it says about public safety and ultimately where it leads us to, you know, in making all of us more safe. And what we saw was several black officers kill a black man who they felt wasn't obeying them or they otherwise were anxious. I think it's a low point for anybody who thought that just changing the complexion of police officers would change the experience of black people. And for that matter, many Americans have with police. Abuse of policing is a much wider problem in this country. And what it really underscores at home is that what we're dealing with when it comes to specifically to people being killed by the police is an authoritarian approach to law enforcement that has its roots in the colonial history of this country and that can only really be dealt with by frankly, changing how we recruit. Police departments that specifically test for authoritarian personality types amongst people applying to be police officers have found that as many as 3 out of 4 applicants are dangerously authoritarian, the type of people who might just kill somebody simply because that person doesn't do what they tell them to do. And that, you know, whereas that personality is less than 10% of the American people, it can be three quarters of the people who, you know, apply to a local police department. And so why is that important? Well, it turns out that when you when sociologists dig into two great kind of social biases, if you will, amongst police officers, racism and, you know, bias towards being authoritarian, the officers who test very low on implicit bias and who appear to be racist but are test high in authoritarianism are much more likely to kill somebody.
Except, can we interject here? Yeah. Because I think it's very important to keep in mind when you're talking about the authoritarian personalities of police officers and the dangers that police officers represent, it's extraordinarily rare for us civilians to be killed by police officers. We're a nation that has more than 20,000 murders a year, homicides a year, and the percentage of those homicides that even with the broadest stroke that you wanted, it's a tiny percentage that are committed by officers. The Washington Post has computed that last year, 2022, the number of unarmed black Americans who were killed in encounters with police was 7. And this with an estimate of about 60 million contacts every year between civilians and police officers. So, again, it's horrifying when something this happens, but you agree, don't you, that this is exceptionally rare?
Well, it depends on what context. If you measure it simply against stops by Americans, if you assume that there's an acceptable number.
No, there's no acceptable number.
You're right. So then when you compare it to other police forces around the globe, let alone to what an acceptable number might be, which would be 0, you just keep coming back to that. It's just way too high. And then when you look at the complaints of abuse across the country, if you look at suspicious killings by over time, there are far more than anybody would say is acceptable. There are far more than you see in other Western nations, and there is a real problem with frankly how the poor are policed and how black folks are policed.
Okay, but you're talking about other Western nations. Yeah. Ben, what nation do you think has the most effective and safest policing?
Well, what I would tell you is this. You can measure that multiple ways. One way to measure that is who has the best trained officers and who has the officers that are best trained at de-escalating force. In some American cities where there have been multiple lawsuits that have forced the courts to set standards for training, like New York, in most Western countries, the standard is that people are trained in de-escalation every 6 months. That would be England, for instance, where most officers don't carry guns. In the U.S., where every single jurisdiction is allowed to set its own standards for training, the most common standard is you are trained one day at the academy, period.
You mean trained in de-escalation?
No, trained in use of force and de-escalation. So, when to use your voice, when to use, physical restraint, when to use your nightstick, when to use your taser, when to use your gun, that's one day. And the reality is that, first of all, the training's insufficient, and then secondly, whatever training is done is quickly superseded in officers' minds by what they're taught when they, when they actually get there on the job. When they actually get their on-the-job training. Denzel Washington once made a movie about that. It was called Training Day.
Right. He won an Oscar for it. We will be right back with Ben Jealous. His book, Never Forget Our People Were Always Free. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One of the reasons that I enjoy talking to Ben Jealous, former director of the NAACP, he is now the executive director of the Sierra Club, which is a different organization, obviously very different, one of America's leading conservation and environment forces. But I was mentioning just a moment ago that one of the things that I appreciate is finding out stuff that I didn't know that's somewhat surprising. We were talking off the air about Al Sharpton and his triumphant speech yesterday, moving speech at the funeral for Tyree Nichols. And it turns out Al Sharpton has a cousin that he doesn't usually talk about. And again, and this is one of the themes of Ben Jealous's book, Never Forget, Our People Were Always Free, about his own cousins. And yes, he's cousins to Robert E. Lee and Thomas Jefferson and Dick Cheney. But, okay, who's Al Sharpton's surprising cousin?
Strom Thurmond. Strom Thurmond has a maternal uncle named Al Sharpton, and he and the Al Sharpton, Reverend Al Sharpton, apparently both named for the same common ancestor. And I was with Merle Evers at the NAACP convention. I guess it was 2000. McCain was running for president. We were backstage, and she leaned over to him and said, "You know, John, my people come off the old McCain plantation in West Point, Mississippi." He said, and John kind of looked at me and said, "That's right, John. I'm pretty sure that we're cousins." And, you know, honestly, I don't know anybody that wouldn't want to thought they were somehow connected to Merle Evers. She's a pretty regal person. And obviously, you know, she and her late husband, who's assassinated Meg Evers, made a lot of sacrifices to make our country a lot better for all of us. John McCain was bleary running for president. And I think that's not what he was expecting when he showed up at the NAACP convention. So, you know, that's just the reality of the South, is that names you know, denote geography. They also denote lineage. And, you know, the bloodlines have been mixed for a very, very long time between the descendants of slave owners and the descendants of slaves. You know, we often ultimately tend to, you know, descend from the same plantation.
Well, I know, and it's something he spoke about is Barack Obama on his mother's side of the family was descended from slave owners.
Yeah. And I on my black mother's side, I mean, we descend from Thomas Jefferson's grandma, for instance, and we just descend from a man named Theodric Bland, who. One of the founding fathers of Virginia, and it's kind of through him and that family that were cousins to Robert E. Lee, which, you know, the part that really shocked me there, Michael, was realizing that my grandmother's grandfather, who was born a slave, went on to lead the Republican Party in Virginia in the post-Reconstruction, pre-Jim Crow kind of moment, and that he would have known it too. And I think that, you know, for a man to emerge from slavery at 17 and know that he was cousins to Robert E. Lee probably gave him some of his hubris, you know, for believing that he too could lead and taking on leadership roles as quickly as he did.
Okay, it is Black History Month, and people will get a different perspective on black history from your book, Never Forget, Our People Were Always Free. What do you think in this month, this moment in our history in particular, that we ought to take away from this national commemoration that I do think has been increasingly significant, increasing the amount of attention that it draws? What do we need as a nation to learn?
Well, you know, I think that we, as a nation, it reminds us that, you know, greatness comes in all colors, and great contributions have been made people of all colors in this country. It reminds us that, you know, the kind of very American notion, that there were different human races, just what fallacy that was. Race changed in America in the context of the New World and colonialism in the 1700s. Before that, it was a European word for tribe. After that, it was this basically an American or a New World notion of a color caste system denoting multiple human races including the subhuman Negro. Horrible injustice is done based on that theory, frankly, right up through the NFL announcing last year that they had been discounting the presumptive IQ of black players right up until last year. So that if a former black player showed up saying that they had a traumatic brain injury, their IQ was tested as part of the evidence of that, they would actually an easier bar for a white player to clear to get compensation for a traumatic brain injury because they were presumed to have had a higher starting IQ and a tougher bar for black players because they were presumed to have a lower starting IQ simply based on their color. And, you know, so it's Black History Month, I think, is a bold reminder when you look at the heroes and you look at the accomplishments from the black community, that our country's been built by people of all colors and that we're all ultimately equal in our greatness and in our capacity to contribute to our great country.
And when you talk about contributing to the country, we could use some contributions of new leadership, don't you think, in our political sphere? Maybe even people who aren't octogenarians?
Yeah. I mean, across the board, I think that's true. I think one of the things that the conservative movement has done well, honestly, is to be aggressive about bringing, younger generations onto the court, younger generations up in politics. I do wish, that the Democrats would learn from Republicans on both those. Seriously, we tend to, see politics as a line and people wait their turn. I don't think that's that always serves our country best. The reality is that we're handing off a lot to young people, and they deserve to be fully involved in charting the course for this country.
Well, sure. I mean, and again, we just hear about Senator Feinstein in California. If she does run for re-election, which she says she won't even decide until next year, she'd be 91. Running for a 6-year Senate term, which may be the ultimate triumph of optimism over experience. The book by Vangelis, Never Forget, Our People Were Always Free. Ben, always good to talk to you. We will be right back on the Medved Show, maybe trying to make something about the surprising dependence of millennials on their parents' funding. More on that coming up on the MedVet Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael MedVet Show.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy rejecting Democrats' push for a clean debt ceiling increase.
74% of Americans believe there has to be some savings in what we're spending. We're at 120% of GDP, meaning our debt is larger than our economy.
While speaking to reporters, the California Republican said he won't pass an increase without spending reform. An earthquake rattled south central Alaska. The magnitude 5.0 quake happened near the community of Tyonic early this morning. The quake was centered about about 78 miles west of Anchorage. No injuries or damage has been reported. Former President Trump taking aim against fellow Republicans who may run for the White House against him. Speaking to radio host Hugh Hewitt, Trump said former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador Nikki Haley was overly ambitious. Dave Collins, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael
Medved
Show. That's really inappropriate.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the reasons that I find it so fascinating that there's this new piece that's in The Hill and about a new survey that shows that 40% of all millennials, that means people from age 26 at the youngest, up to the age of 41, that 40% of those people have their parents paying at least one monthly bill. It's extraordinary. The 18% pay for auto insurance, and this is for young people up to the age of 41, 16% for car payments. Americans have blurred the line between childhood and adulthood, they write in The Hill. Young adults are staying in school longer and graduating with ever larger loads of student loan debt. They're postponing marriage and first home purchase as they labor to dig themselves out. I think that's optimistic. And again, the idea that people now expect the government to pay that student loan debt that the young people and their parents have taken out. I mean, it's one of those things that when you actually look at these numbers, the Biden program, which means to tax people who are at the height of their productivity and their work lives, to tax them in order to repay people who may have failed at their college experiments or college attempts, because that's one of the worst statistics in our country right now, is the idea that so few of the people who start college and university actually finish it. And again, given the amount of parental help that young people are getting, the survey involved here that they describe in The Hill, which is from One Poll, a survey association, they asked millennials why parents covered some of their expenses. The largest group, 30%, chose the response, they haven't told me to pay them myself. Just seems funny. Another 26% said it was cheaper to stay on their parents' tab. Well, cheaper for whom exactly? A smaller group said because they are financially comfortable. Only 12% said they could not afford to pay for the bills themselves. Okay, this is comes together with a Pew Research study that they cite that found that a majority of American adults believe parents do too much for their adult children. Pew also found that two-thirds of American adults think children should be financially independent by 22. Yet only one quarter of adults actually achieve financial independence by that age, meaning that they don't count on regular money from their parents. And by the way, if you're out there and say, well, that's not true of my kids, you should consider yourself very lucky or indeed blessed. Two emails that came in, one from Marsha in Olympia, Washington. She said, suggestion to ours, meaning Republicans, don't suggest specific budget cuts. Ask for across-the-board percentage cuts, maybe 2%. Anyone with experience in government knows that could be done without undue disruption. Look, I think that's a good idea, and it's a very sensible idea. But the one thing that you'd need to do to get that accepted to people is to excerpt from that 2% cut national security and our defense spending, and also spending on Social Security and Medicare. Because the one thing that has worked for Democrats forever is to terrify people about Social Security, that people believe, and they have reason to believe that, you've been paying in your entire working life, and people believe that it's their money, when actually part of what it reflects is interest in effect, because you will get paid back if you have a decent chance at longevity. You'll get paid back more in your Social Security and Medicare than you will have put away during your working life to afford it. But saying for the rest of the very complicated federal budget, just every department a 2% cut. And Marcia and Olympia, I think you're right. That is one of those things that most government bureaucrats would say, yes, we could manage that. And it would get us much closer to getting our deficits under control. Wouldn't bring us there. Not close. Jerry in Woodinville writes in, Michael, voting is a right, not a responsibility. This is on the issue we discussed with E.J. Dionne earlier this week, the issue of the United States going the way of Australia. And going the way of Australia is only the most famous case. There are about 24 countries around the world, some of them not admirable democracies, that make a requirement that you vote, where it's considered to be an obligation and a duty, not simply a right. But Jerry in Woodinville writes, voting is a right, not a responsibility. The founders had it right. You should have to be a landowner to be able to vote. Jerry, do you really believe that? You should have skin in the game. Okay. If you have skin in the game, because even if you're a renter somewhere, you are still impacted by paying taxes, by all of the laws that are made to regulate your behavior, to regulate your business that impact you. And to say that you need to own land to vote, it's actually considered, there are very few historians who believe that the changes in the Jacksonian era in the 1830s and 40s, that the changes that took away those landowning requirements were a mistake. He goes on, he says, we have far too many who have discovered they can vote themselves money from the Treasury. I don't want people voting who know nothing about what they are voting on. When it comes to, you're contradicting yourself, Jerry, a little bit, because what you're saying is they don't know anything about what they're voting on, but they'll know about voting themselves money. The idea that people should actually be better prepared, that civics should be more affirmatively taught, I think that's a correct idea. You said, I've spent a lifetime working to contribute to a system too many want to leech on. And again, this was the basic idea of the very successful welfare reform that the Republicans finally got through Congress and they got President Clinton to sign in 1996. And that welfare reform was based on the idea that people did not ideally want to leech on the government. There's some who do, but for the most part, people look for gainful employment, and the whole idea of work, not welfare, has been a successful message for conservatives because it is what most people actually want. Arthur Brooks, who has been on this show many times, writes about research that shows that when it comes to human happiness, what makes a big contribution to human happiness is not people getting money, it's people earning money. And that feeling of working for it and earning it is part of national satisfaction. There are more states that are offering, or at least considering, a universal free lunch. Good idea? Right idea? We'll get to it on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
That is really extreme.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Medved Show with our crowd, they have a quick slogan, invest alongside venture capitalists, VCs, and you can join for free, hearing about some of the investment opportunities in high tech. Our crowd's experienced investment teams identify and conduct rigorous research on thousands of companies and venture funds to tap into cutting-edge opportunities across sectors and stages and nations of the globe. Most of their new ventures are located in Israel, but about almost half of them here in the United States. Join our crowd to access these opportunities to invest alongside our crowd and other VCs. There is no charge. Just go click on the Our Crowd sign. It's a little blue background, white letters, at michaelmedved.com. And speaking of some of the news from the Middle East, there was a remarkable interview, and remarkable not in a good way, but worthy of remarking about, on Sky News, the Palestinian ambassador to the United Kingdom had this to say about a synagogue shooting where a 21-year-old shooter who lost his life started firing at people as they were going home from services. This is clip four.
15-year-old boy kills 7 Israelis, including a newly married couple helping the injured, shot outside a synagogue on Holocaust Memorial Day. Do you condemn that?
Every life lost is absolutely a tragedy. And no one works for a non-violent solution to this more than us.
Do you condemn it?
No, I condemn the origin of all this. That's what needs to be
condemned.
So
you condemned. Don't condemn that action?
We can sit here until the morning to talk about condemnation. We must stop the cycle of violence. That's what we need to do. And we must visit the root cause of this violence. For many, many years, we have been, and media is guilty of that. It's trying to draw some parallels, is failing to focus on the actual cause of all this.
Okay, again, the refusal to condemn a terrorist shooting and a shooting of innocent people. And by the way, The question posed that it was a 15-year-old boy. It wasn't a 15-year-old boy. It was a 21-year-old young man. and a young man who had been steeped in some of the dehumanization and profound anti-Semitism that is part of the Palestinian Authority's biggest failing. Their biggest failing being that they continue with the propaganda and the rewards and the celebrations for terrorist killing. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, was together with Jake Tapper on CNN, and he was asked about prospects for peace. Clip one.
I think we can get hung up on this, and we have in the past. People said, you know, unless you resolve this issue and unless you have peace with the Palestinians, you're not going to have a broader peace with the Arab world. So for 25 years, the Palestinians who don't want peace with Israel want to see a peace without Israel, who don't want a state next to Israel, but a state instead of Israel. They had an effective veto on Israel's expansion of the peace, circle of peace around it. I went around them. There is a formula for peace. But my view is, because of the fact that the continuing, the persistent Palestinian refusal, which goes back a century, to recognize a Jewish state, a nation state for the Jewish people in any boundary, that persistent refusal persists. If we wait for them, we're not going to have peace. People have said you have to work your way outside in, first inside out. First, peace with the Palestinians, peace with the Arab world. I think realistically it's going to be the other way around.
Peace with the Arab world and then peace with the Palestinians. That's why there is such emphasis recently on Saudi Arabia and as the most influential of Arab states. Meanwhile, more than 200,000 children in Washington struggle with hunger, we are told. Actually, I think there are probably more children than that who struggle with obesity problems. But this is, according to Feeding America, a nonprofit hunger relief organization, a bill heard in the state Senate recently and in the state House of Representatives attempts to address the issue by establishing free meals for all public school students. The bill has bipartisan support, I'm afraid to say, with legislators from both sides of the aisle appearing as sponsors on House and Senate versions of the legislation. It's a basic need. We know that they'll be healthier, said Senator Representative Marcus Riccielli, Democrat of Spokane, the sponsor of the House bill. With nutritious food, they'll be better in the classroom. There will be less disruptions. Riccielli said he was motivated to sponsor the bill in part after witnessing the hugely successful free lunch meal programs that the federal government implemented during the pandemic. During the pandemic, families didn't have to apply to be part of this program as free meals were ensured for all students. Those measures have since been lifted. Now families who meet certain income-based criteria must fill out applications for free or reduced-price lunch. In October 2021, 46.8% of students that ate school lunches were receiving them free or at a reduced price, according to the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instructions. Supporters said that by ensuring free meals for all students in Washington, it will eliminate possible shame that could come from asking for or receiving a free lunch. The idea of the government's obligation to feed people, to feed young people. Look, addressing the issue of hunger in America and addressing the healthiness and appropriateness of the food that people eat, okay, but the idea that it is the government responsibility to provide free meals, and once you provide free meals for half the students, you're going to end up providing sooner or later for all of them, which seems to me a trend that is going on not just in the state of Washington but across the country, and one that ought to be counteracted. This is one of those things that you look at the numbers and you really wonder what the future would bring. A federal program called the Community Eligibility Provision allows schools with a high number of low-income students, determined based on their family's enrollment in supplemental nutrition programs, to offer free meals to all students. During the 2022 legislative session, lawmakers passed legislation that expanded the benefits of the program to more and more schools. Sponsors of this 2023 bill intend to take this program one step beyond. We simply have less barriers and more kids eating food, Lockwood said. You can understand why this would be popular, but I think it's tough to actually view this as a positive idea or an appropriate development. Then there is this. There were a number of comments that were made that were memorable at the Tyre Nichols funeral. Al Sharpton made the memorable comment, "You don't fight crime by becoming criminals yourselves," which is profound and appropriate. But then there was this from Representative Jamal Bowman, a member of the squad. Here's what he said on CNN about Tyre Nichols' death. This is clip 15.
We have to introduce and pass the People's Justice Guarantee so community members can reimagine and restructure public safety in our country. The research shows we need a public health approach to public safety. You want to make us safer? Invest in poverty and ending poverty. Invest in housing. Invest in climate. Invest in education. That is how we make our country safer. What we're doing is adding more police and feeding the prison industrial complex. And that has to stop.
Okay. Certainly, climate can be viewed as an important issue. But how does investing in climate make our country safer from crime, which is a deep concern for most Americans? Next time, we'll take a look at the brand new film, big new film by M. Night Shyamalan. It's called Knock at the Cabin. Will I knock it or endorse it? We will review that and much more next time, Friday, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.